This lesson in yabbying is being hosted by two men who've spent their lives along the river. There's Peter Lindsay.
Born and bred here. Grandfather came here in 1901 and I guess spent a lot of time with father fishing. Sometimes it was illegal in those days. We went upriver quite considerably. But over recent years, particularly since I've semi-retired, we've been doing a lot of this yabbing down in this area, ranging from here up into the Darling, up into the Annabranch.
And his partner in crime, the skipper on our tinny, is Barry Burrows.
Yabbing is it's an art, isn't it? And it's good fun. You lift one net, you might have five. Next net you have 90 in there. And we've had up to 90, 95 in new nets.
Barry and Peter have cast 20 nets already this morning, with European carp as their bait. These nets are spread at intervals of about 15 metres or so in the shallow areas of the banks along the Murray here at Ned's Corner, which is near the South Australian border, about 80 kilometres west of Mildura.
Right, let's get in the boat.
So what time did you set these nets?
About 3/4 an hour ago.
Is it important to do it early in the morning?
Well, you get away from the wife, don't you? No, we just like to come up early because yabbies do have a tendency of going off around lunchtime when the water gets warm, don't they? Because of the oxygen and all that in the thing.
We've got three types of nets in. We've got the hophouse net, we've got the pyramid trap and the pyramid net.
So what are the differences between those?
Well, we'll show you, like the hophouse net everyone knows about, which is a funnel each end, but the pyramid net has got four funnels, one on each side of a pyramid. That's the trap, and the lift net has got open like a pyramid with a top cut off it, and it stands up and the yabbies crawl over the side and naturally get caught. So let's go and have a look.
So Barry, how do you decide where to put the nets?
Well, it depends on the day, but normally you're looking for yabbies on a clay bank.
How shallow do you want to go, ideally, with yabbies?
Well, it depends on early in the season when the water's cool, you can go into 4 foot of water, right, with a metre. But when it gets hotter, the water gets hotter, it starves them of oxygen, so they go to the deeper water.
At the top of each net is a polystyrene float, which lists the name and address of the licensee and helps us to locate the nets and what we hope will be the yabbies inside them.
We had about 20 different types of yabbies, but mainly what we're looking at is a blacker yabby, which is one what we call a swimmer, as you see in that net now.
So we've just caught one.
Small one.
There he is. So it's sort of a blue-black colour.
That's correct, yeah.
A couple of little claws.
It's like some people with a yabby, they've got small brains and big bodies. And that's what we want. Big bodies, but no brains.
Well, here we go. So we've got about six or seven now in this net.
Yeah.
What makes for good conditions for yabbies?
Floodwaters. The water's over the clay banks and into the billabongs, and over the banks and that, over a period of 7 or 8 weeks, they'll come out of the holes and look for mates to go back again. And of course, when the river drops very fast, they get trapped in the river, and that's how we get a lot of yabbies that way. As soon as they've mated, they go back into the banks and breed up again, ready for the next flood.
So have you seen a resurgence in the population of yabbies since last year's floods?
Oh yeah, this year, but you know, being at it a long time, you see it every time a flood. If the water's up over the banks for around about 7 weeks, like I said, you'll always get yabbies. All males, all daddies today.
That's a bit lousy for a morning's work, Barry.
Oh, lousy, yeah.
That is the sound of about 30 or 40 yabbies just caught out of the Murray River, clamouring around an old esky. These poor little buggers are on their way to the cooking pot.